You have one unheard message.
Hi, this is my first voicemail. I just finished meeting your husband for the first time. I still can't believe you talked me into this. I know this is your fantasy, but still. Anyway, flirting with your husband? Well, I figured it could be fun to tease a married guy. He's not at all what I expected. First, he's cuter than the photo you showed me. Also, he's, well, he wasn't a typical guy. He was nice. No, nice isn't quite right. Respectful. He was sitting in the coffee shop like you said he'd be, reading a book about how scientists don't consider women in studies. It intrigued me. I asked him about it and then sat down next to him in my cute sundress, just like he suggested. We talked for a while and he kept listening to me and paying attention. Yeah, his eyes wandered, but only a few times, mostly when I uncrossed and crossed my legs. Later, just to tease him a little, I went to the restroom and I took off my bra before going back to sit down. My nipples were already so out and pointy. But then, even more so after I came back. He took a quick peek and then went back to maintaining eye contact. It was really refreshing. But I knew he'd seen what I wanted him to see, too. I touched his hand as I said goodbye, and I could feel him jump in surprise, which made me smile. It was kind of hot. This is so much fun. I can't wait for the next time you have me meet him.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. You have one unheard message.
I'm back from the park. He was sitting on a bench with your neighbor's dog that he'd taken for a walk. I acted surprised to see him. His whole body perked up when he saw me, especially after I pecked him on the cheek and I said hi and sat down next to him. This crop top I had on shows off my tummy and makes my tits look great. I'm positive he thought so too. I caught him checking a couple times. I also saw him trying to hide what was clearly an erection that was only getting harder and bigger. I wonder how big it is. We talked for a long time. I'll be honest, the way he listens and engages in conversation like I'm a person, despite being totally ready to jump on me, was really turning me on, even more than how hard I was getting him. Although, that got me hot too. This next time is going to be amazing. I can't wait.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. You have one unheard message.
Oh, I'm just getting in the car after leaving your house. Oh, God. So I went over to your house. When I got there, I saw him through the window. He was just in some shorts, folding laundry and watching a WNBA game. Oh, this guy can get it and he doesn't even realize it, which makes it way hotter. I was pretending to be a DoorDash driver who was there mistakenly delivering him a pizza. I'm not sure he bought it, but I also don't think he cared. I was wearing a tiny mini skirt and the thinnest tank top I could find. It's just about transparent. His mouth dropped when he opened the door. That reminds me. I know you told me I had to use a condom. I even brought some along with me, but I couldn't. In fact, I had no intention of using them. I had to have him in me and have his cum fill me. I had to grab him with my pussy so that he knew how I felt. Oops. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. You didn't mention doing this, but I put on Fuck Me Red lipstick. I thought he'd like it, and I wanted to leave my mark on him. He invited me in once he got over the shock of seeing me dressed like that at his door. We sat on the couch and talked for a few minutes until he leaned toward me and started to say, "Can I?" And I just smiled back and whispered, "Whatever you want." Fuck. Asking for consent? Come on. This guy, oh, hitting all of my buttons. He put his hand under my skirt and found no panties he had to push aside. Just my wet pussy. He slipped two fingers into me gently. He got on the floor in front of me and he spread my legs apart with his hand. He took my hand and replaced his fingers with my fingers, slowly working them in and out. He took those fingers and put them in my mouth, licking my juices off of them, driving me out of my mind. He put them back in my now soaking pussy, and then he put his tongue on my clit. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, he slid my fingers in and out while his tongue licked me. All right, I turned my phone on to record this. Here's a clip of this part.
Oh, oh, oh God. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. I feel so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, God, yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, your tongue feels so good on my clit. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, yeah. Keep going. Oh, just like that. Oh, oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you're so good at this. Oh, oh, oh.
Watching him want me. I slid most of the way down on his throbbing cock and slid most of the way back up. Oh, fuck. My hands were on his chest as I slowly went up and down on his gorgeous cock. I knew he wanted more. I did too. And I started really riding him the way I'd been dreaming about doing, rubbing my clit on him, his hands on my hips. My hand still on his chest as he thrust it up to meet my pussy as it slid down. Oh, here, listen for yourself.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Mm. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, do you like it when I bounce up and down your cock like this? Oh, God. Oh. You fill me up so good. You have the most gorgeous cock. Fuck. God. Fuck. Oh, you feel too good. Me like that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, up and down on you like this. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, it feels so good on my clit. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. We harder. Fuck me harder. Gonna come on your cock. Oh, God. I'm gonna come all over you. Oh, God. Please. Oh, please. Oh, fill me up. Oh, God. Oh, fill me up with your cum. Oh, God. You're close too. Oh, God. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel your cum inside me.
As I was leaving, he had me wait a moment. He went back down the hall and he came back. He had the book he'd been reading when we first met. He gave it to me. I smiled and remembered I wanted to leave my mark on him. I pulled his shorts back down and took his entire cock in my mouth and put my lips at the base and pressed. I left a perfect ring. Then, I gave him a kiss goodbye. Whispered to him that it was the best sex I'd ever had. I know we said I would only do that one time, but that was when I just thought it would be a nice thing to do for you. Now, though, I think I'm gonna keep him.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. Just-